I'm Catherine Bice, your host of Buoy, a Life in Deeper Water podcast. I live on the Outer Banks of North Carolina on what many call a 200-mile sandbar along the wildly native Atlantic coast. As a nonprofit professional, I had such a heart for bringing resources to underserved youth and artists, New York City, Los Angeles, but the ocean is now my daily muse. So why Buoy? To bear my witness to a seaworthy faith, one witness of God's divine persuasion in our deep blue lives. I seek faith that rocks with resilience. Buoy is rocking on a small, sun-drenched platform, spending a few minutes to warm up with the sea lions and navigate a deeper perspective on how our faith is our witness. We all have to swim to it. If you are here to buoy your life in a way only God's swell provides, or your swim brought you to this open water but you're not sure why, we are on the same journey. Hey, thanks for jumping on Buoy today. Welcome to Buoy, a Life in Deeper Water podcast. Episode 79. When Jesus asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" Answer him. Hello, human. Picture yourself walking down the road a few miles outside of Jerusalem the week after Jesus has been resurrected. You didn't see the empty tomb for yourself, but you heard about it from your rabbi, your neighbors, your friends. You see in the distance someone walking toward you, getting closer and closer. He looks to be a young man in his 30s, on the smaller side, with dark hair and eyes. As he approaches, his steps slow, and he comes face to face with you. The dust begins to settle, and he asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus walked the earth for 40 days after his resurrection before he ascended to the right hand of the Father. That would be now, according to the timing of this episode's release, the week following his resurrection. Jesus often asked others what they wanted during his time on earth, what they were after, why they had approached him. Why is that? Consider Mark 10:46-52. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus. "Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Jesus is always looking for the intent of the heart. When he fulfilled the law of Moses, he replaced more than 600 laws with one, the law of the heart. What is most important to each of us? The blind man wanted to see, and he believed Jesus could do it. He was healed, but more importantly, he followed Jesus. He had received his spiritual sight. I can imagine that many people came to Jesus with ill intent, to be healed with no purpose of gaining spiritual sight or following the man sent from God. But this does not compromise the question and why Jesus asks it, and why he said the blind man's faith healed him. Because that is what was in his heart. What we want is often not what Jesus was sent to do, or for the purpose for which he was sent. Jesus asks me to be clear, to be honest about what is in my heart, be honest about why I am approaching him. So, I return to that dusty road, and Jesus asking, "What do you want me to do?" Full knowing that he has died for each of us, but also knowing that free will is tethered to our heartstrings. Jesus is not the savior of our selfish purposes. He is the savior of our selfish nature. Jesus is not the Lord of our self-proclaimed life. He is the Lord of our eternal life with Him. I've been thinking about how I answer this question from Jesus. What do I want Him to do? Because whatever it is built on the premise of what He has already done. He's already died for my sin. Now, what do I want Him to do? This speaks to me on several levels. First, that I am accountable for understanding the condition of my spiritual health. So, I want Jesus to provide me with Holy Spirit honesty to guide my spiritual growth. Second, that I know the sole source of my strength and power. So, I want Jesus to fortify me to do His work through His power within my life. And third, I want my faith, which is born out of His faith in His Heavenly Father, to persuade my heart to love others as He loves. I want Jesus to love everyone on my path through me. With this, I inherit His question in my life. The focus of how I serve others with the same question, what do you want me to do for you? And that I be prepared for answers from others that seem disconnected from Jesus, disconnected from what would be best for that person, but trusting that in putting my servant heart out there for the sake of others, Jesus will find His way into the center of every person's intent, the center of the heart. I come through Easter with three responses to Jesus' question. Guide my honesty, fortify my actions to do His work, love others through me. What do you want Jesus to do? What are you blind about that you want to see more fully? How can you go forward in confidence that you have an answer? How can you go forward inheriting the question Jesus asks and asking others, what do you want me to do for you? For me, seeing Jesus walking toward me, resurrected, is a very powerful image. It has helped me gain clarity about what I want Him to do in my life, grow me, fortify me, love others through me. I align with Paul in wishing the same for you. Ephesians 1:18-23. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in His holy people, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength He exerted when He raised Christ from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. His grace, my gratitude. See you on the buoy.
Thanks for listening today. I encourage you to speak up, human. If Buoy brings value to you, take a moment to share it with someone. Write a quick review so we reach more seekers. Comment, ask questions. You can find me at KatherineBice.com and Buoy Catherine B on Instagram. Buoy is a Life in Deeper Water podcast.